the base of what you're doing is growing pumpkins. You might have previous experience growing pumpkins or something else, such as flowers or vegetables from a garden. Or maybe you've never grown anything a day in your life. Either way, I want to cover some tips in regards to growing pumpkins so that you can have a successful patch. No patch is complete without pumpkins, and it can be completely devastating to lose your pumpkins halfway through the growing process because an animal got a hold of them or you didn't space them out properly, for example. Of course, if you don't want to grow your own pumpkins, you can always buy in bulk and use those pumpkins for your patch. I believe that growing pumpkins is part of the fun. But before we get into some tips for growing your pumpkins, it's first important to get clear on why you're doing this in the first place. Why do you want to start a pumpkin patch? We're starting with this first because it will set the foundation for everything else that you're doing. If you're starting this for the wrong reason, then things won't go well in the long run. Growing pumpkins is hard work, and it's physically demanding as the pumpkins start to grow in size. If you're just in it for the extra change, sure, that could be some good motivation, but that could cause you to fail. When you need to water your pumpkins and you don't feel like it. When you need to transport your pumpkins or apply more fertilizer, you could cut corners simply because you don't really care that much. This is what can come to bite you in the end. For me, starting a pumpkin patch is something that I always thought would be a cool idea ever since I was a kid. This takes me back to when I went to my first festival. There were, of course, plenty of pumpkins, but there were lots of other fun activities for kids to do as well. I rode on the hayride, and my dad was the driver of the tractor, so I thought that was pretty cool. They also used hay bales to make a maze, and I spent hours going through that thing. I was obsessed with it. I would encourage my other friends to go through it with me, and I would help them avoid the dead ends because I knew the layout super well by that point. I wanted to help create these feelings for other kids and families, and this was my motivation for wanting to start a pumpkin patch. Your main motivation might be that you want to work on something that helps to relax you and put you in a good mood. Growing pumpkins could be a getaway for you from the normal hustle and bustle of daily life. When you start a patch for an intrinsic reason, you're going to be more likely to fight through anything tough you come across because it's something that you enjoy doing. You're not going to cut any corners, and ultimately, the harvest you reap will show that. What kind of pumpkins do you want to grow? The very first thing I want you to think about is what type of pumpkins you want to grow. You need to think about this question from a practical standpoint as well as a marketing standpoint. The different types of pumpkins you grow will vary in size, and that will determine how far apart they need to be spaced out. You also have to consider how much land you have to grow pumpkins on. You not only need room to grow your pumpkins, but you also need room if you plan on hosting other activities, such as hayrides. Lastly, you need to think about marketing. This is something I'm going to dive deeper into later on, but it's important to think about how you want your patch to stand apart from the rest of the crowd. You can have a variety of different types of pumpkins and varying sizes to your patch to create whatever type of patch that your heart desires. For example, do you want to grow small, medium, and large pumpkins, or pumpkins that will all be of a similar size? Do you want typical orange pumpkins, or do you want all different pumpkin types that come in various colors and shapes? Do you want to grow pumpkins for taste, or for people to use as decorations? These are the kinds of things you want to think about before you even plant your first seed. If you want a good variety of sizes and colors, the following is a good list you can choose to grow from. Autumn Gold, Caspertia, Baby Bear, Connecticut Field, Gold Fever, Prize Winner, Baby Boo. Tips for planting your pumpkin seeds. When it comes to planting your seeds, there are a couple of different ways that you can approach the start of the journey. You could plant your seeds in a small pot and then transfer them to your mainland once they germinate. The other option is to plant the seeds directly into the ground.